Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Susan. How may I help you?
Yes, my wife ordered some of the CryoFreeze, and I tracked it, and for the last, gosh, almost, well, not quite a week, it's been saying that it's delayed and it's going to arrive late. However, when I track the tracking number on U.S. Postal Service website, it comes up and says it's not a valid tracking number. But it's the one that came out of the email from Omax. Wondering if you could help me track that down.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely. What is your zip code?
84045.
84045.
Correct.
Thank you. And how do you spell your last name?
Last name is Harman, Harman.
Thank you for that information. What would be your email address?
Well, it'll be my wife's, and she would probably be calling, but she's at a girls' camp and doesn't have cell coverage. But her email address is call, CALLKIMM, the number 4, at Yahoo.
Thank you for that information, sir. And can you verify your shipping address?
2273 South Maverick Road, Saratoga Springs, Utah, 84045.
Thank you for that information. Let's see here. I wasn't able to get the tracking number here. It does say in transit arriving late. What's the tracking number that you have, sir?
Let's see. It is 920-1901-3186-0447-272754.
Yes, sir, that's the correct tracking number. I did just search this here on the USPS.com tracking site, and it does say that it's in transit arriving late. Let me see here.
Yeah, and it's been saying that for, well, I don't know for sure when she placed the order, but she forwarded me the email a few days later, and it's had that same status ever since. I just wouldn't have thought that it would take this long to deliver.
Absolutely, sir. And have you contacted your postal service?
Like my local office?
Yes, sir.
No.
So that would be what I would do. I would call my local post office and give them that tracking number and see what's going on and why it's still in transit.
Okay. All right. Gosh, I don't think I've ever had anybody answer the phone for me at the post office, but I'll give it a try.
And even though you have the, if you can call, it doesn't really have to be your local. You can just contact the USPS and give them that tracker number. They should be able to tell you exactly what's going on with that package.
Okay. You don't happen to have a number for them, because I've been searching their, the number that I found online does not allow me to speak to a person. They want, I can't just talk to someone like I can at FedEx or UPS about tracking a package.
Right, and is that the 1-800-275-8777?
Let's see. That is correct.
Okay. Well, if that number's not working for you, I would try either your county, your city, or the next county over. Just the USPS office that you can get a person to speak to over the phone. As long as you have that tracking number, they're all together. You know that I mean? So they should be able to tell you exactly what's going on with that package.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
All righty, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you as of now?
I think that's it. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling customer care. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.